state tests show some North Pole garden plants watered from sulfalane-tainted wells contain the industrial solvent. State Division of Public Health Environmental toxicologist Lori Verbrugge says initial tests on early harvest produce show the leafy parts of plants are more susceptible.
The leaf samples that we looked at, lettuce leaf and also one sample of rhubarb leaf, did contain measurable amounts of sulfalane. But when we looked at other types of vegetables, like the fruit or the root of different vegetables, cucumber, radish, zucchini, we did not see any sulfalane in those parts of the plant.
Verbrugge says that while rhubarb leaves contain sulfalane, the stems, the part people eat, did not.
So this really confirms what we thought we might see based on what is in the scientific literature, and that is that sulfalane is taken up by plants and it just travels passively through the plant and it is left behind in the leaf when water evaporates off of the leaf surface. The sulfalane is left behind. So it looks like, at least from this preliminary information, leaf lettuce might have detectable sulfalane, but other types of vegetables that aren't the leaf might be okay.
Verbrugge says the levels of sulfalane detected in the leaf samples were measurable but below a level of health concern. She says the determination is based on toxicity levels determined for sulfalane in drinking water.
Very conservative calculations with the same risk-based number for sulfalane, but just taking into account the fact that people drink more water than they eat vegetables.
Verbrugge says tests indicate that sulfalane does not accumulate in the body, but adds that it's possible that the solvent, like some other chemicals, could trigger effects that do not manifest until years later. She says repeated exposure to sulfalane over the long term could also cause health problems. The state plans additional sulfalane surveillance tests on mid and late season produce, as well as a longer term controlled greenhouse study. Flint Hills Refinery is paying for the research. Wells in an area of North Pole are contaminated from historic sulfalane spills at the refinery. Flint Hills has been providing alternate supplies of drinking water to affected residents since the well issue was discovered last year.